Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
We're on the street, we are on the air, and we want to hear from you. 063-688-0959. Share your reflections on the conversations we've been having so far here today. Whether it's on the economy, the upgrade that we've gotten from S&P as a ratings agency, or maybe you happen to be a telecom subscriber. How do you feel about the service you've been getting from them? I ask this because you have been contributing to their profits, their support, and the growth that we see in the South African consumer market. Telkom, as we know, one of the leading telecoms providers in South Africa, has released its interim results for the 6 months that ended in September 2025. And essentially, there's significant growth in their revenue line, in their prepaid subscriber base, and of course, what we do see where the group's profit for the period was up by just over 1.6 billion rand, just seeing an improvement as well in terms of its previous release. To tell us more, we are joined on the line by Lunga CEO, who is the new CEO of the Telkom Consumer Division. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Lunga, and thank you for your time.
Good evening to you, Kuku, and your listeners as well. Thank you for having me tonight.
Excited to speak to you, and I guess, an amazing opportunity for you to grow and advance as well within the spaces that you contribute to and how you do that at Telkom, given your history within banking, investments, and other spaces that you've been in. But I guess first things first, let's talk about the overview of the group's results, just to get some perspective on the level of growth we've witnessed in the last 6 months.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you. I think it's been a solid set of results for the interims. It's really sustaining the momentum that has been built in the previous financial year. You'd have seen that group revenues up by 3.4% at the back of mobile service revenue growth of 7.9%. And this has been happening for the past 12 consecutive quarters of growth in terms of mobile service revenue. But we also saw fiber-related revenue also up 10.1%, becoming a significant contributor there. What's also pleasing has been our conversion rate in terms of monetizing the data traffic, which has grown by 16.9%. In relation to that, data revenue grew by 10.3%. So in essence, we're able to monetize the traffic that's coming into our network, but also consumers are really enjoying the propositions that we've been giving to them. On the other side, group EBITDA, rose to 6 billion, and our margins also expanded to 27.2, really reflecting a firm cost discipline and a sharper go-to-market execution. The mobile business obviously continues to really be the engine of growth for Telkom, and it's a business that we've built over the years on innovation, disciplined execution and customer value. And that business actually serves around 24.5 million subscribers. So data will remain the key and the key driver of of revenue for our group.
100%. That does speak to OpenServe, which happens to be the largest telecommunications infrastructure provider. So whenever we think of anything fiber, that last mile connection to our homes, that's essentially how you offer increased capacity, specifically when it comes to data in the consumer division. I'm keen to talk about the growth that we're also witnessing within that space, right? Because it seems as though mobile subscribers, you actually saw that base growing by 7% year over year. You've got just well over 24.5 million subscribers, and largely within the prepaid space. What is happening there? Tell us as to how you're attracting these particular customers.
I think customers are looking for value, right? Customers are looking for value. They want more data, and at a very cost-effective way. They're looking for reasonable prices, and that's what we've been doing for years. So, I mean, we've spoken about, how we've built the mobile network at the back of the fiber infrastructure that we've invested in over the years. And in most instances, we carry most of our traffic, about 98% of our traffic, we carry it in our own network. Mm-hmm. And close to about 70% of our mobile towers are backhauled by fiber. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we've created these big pipes. And we're able to be very much competitive in the market in terms of propositions and carry a lot more traffic while also converting it into revenue growth. Mm-hmm. So customers are really lapping our CVPs, really loving them. They continue to buy them. And that's when we've been seeing a lot of growth, especially the prepaid base.
Got you. It makes sense. One of my colleagues, Kumba, was commenting on how his Wi-Fi stays steady regardless of the weather. So it's clearly working.
Absolutely. At the back of fiber, right?
Exactly. On the back of that fiber. I'm quite keen as well, you know, just to take a look at, you know, further growth prospects, because what we do see is that South Africans do want access to data. We do see there have been shifts in terms of affordability and capability there. But in terms of additional value offerings, many of your peers in the market have already offered over the top services for the form of entertainment, financial services. This is also something that has been part of the telecom strategy over the years under different leaders. But I'm just keen to understand if that's a sweet spot that your segment is looking to grow.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. We've been at it as well for a while. I mean, we don't talk a lot about it because we actually see it as a product that actually complements our core products. So as an example, for most postpaid customers, they can really get easy access to device insurance, which we've seen a great growth over the years, and it has become a huge contributor into our fintech strategy. However, there's the airtime lending product, right, which is called an emergency top-up, and close to just over 30% of our customers are actually buying airtime at the back of that product, which actually helps us to grow our own revenue as well. And in the content space, we've partnered with a lot of local content partners that are really streaming content via our mobile network and actually offering subscription services to our prepaid customers and postpaid customers as well. And obviously, we've had a partnership with Amazon over a period of time as a large OTT, but we've always been fashioning ourselves as more like a digital mall where customers could potentially, or clients could potentially, choose whatever streaming propositions that they might be interested in that they can actually use our platform to subscribe via. And we also have one of the largest gaming platforms, VS Gaming, right?
Yes,
we
work actually.
And at the back of that, we found ways of, you know, find ways of commercializing that proposition. But I think for us, it's much more about providing a platform for gamers in the country that is much more stable, that is much more trustworthy, and they can continue to become our partners into the foreseeable.
Got you. And would that speak to the full ecosystem beyond just the consumer experience?
Yeah, absolutely. Even in the business space as well, there's a lot of what we call cloud-based applications that we curate for small businesses and resell. So we've partnered with some of the large OEMs across the world to do that. And we still have our YEP proposition, but the marketplace for small businesses as well. And we're doing similar work in the enterprise space as well. So it goes beyond consumers. And we're growing all of these revenue streams. And over a period of time, they'll become significant contributors into our top line revenue.
100%. Lunga, I might be taking advantage of the fact that the B20 is happening tomorrow, right? And I am aware that Telkom itself is a strong contributor to the B20 as a partner, contributing as well to the task forces, specifically digital transformation. And I think that also speaks to an avenue that you play in. Some of the recommendations that have come through have been for increased investment in infrastructure, but of course making sure that this is used to democratize access to mobile connectivity, upskilling mobile skills as well in markets in the global south, but also everywhere else in the world. Where's South Africa positioned, in terms of the opportunity that continues to lie there in us really catapulting access to data beyond recreational services, but having an impact on the socio-economic environment in South Africa?
I mean, we've positioned ourselves very well, right, as a digital highway for South Africa using our own infrastructure. However, we also don't think that we can only do it on our own. We think, you know, partnerships with the entire industry, with government, with society at large, to really look at building infrastructure into the deep, far-flung rural areas where you potentially can create opportunities for people in those areas without them having to migrate into the cities. So, I mean, imagine a youngster in the middle of the deep rural KZN having access to the internet for the first time and possibly changing their own dreams as well, because they can teleport themselves to Johannesburg or New York, right, and start to think differently. And that's the social impact that you can have, right? And they can also, you know, train themselves online and acquire new skills and offer their services to companies in main centers. And that's what this could potentially do. But it has to be a partnership. And that's what we've been using the G20 platform and advocating for that it's got to be a partnership and all hands on deck to actually build the infrastructure and make sure that the entire South African society is connected. And we can learn from the from the Indian model and also the Brazil model in terms of what they've done, you know, their own governments as well, and where they've invested in things such as, you know, a digital ID for all South Africans or all citizens, and also to enable us to be able to do biometric and help in the RICA space. But invest in infrastructure, right? Invest in infrastructure so that everyone has access to it.
100%. Well, Telkom is already there in many facets of it, from the infrastructure to the capabilities and additional support as well. The content, the services, the devices, the experience as well for entrepreneurs and small businesses, which is also an area and field that you take care of, and ultimately all of us as consumers. Thank you so much for your time, sir. Such a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me. Have a good evening.
Likewise. That is the CEO of Telkom Consumer and Small Business, Lunga CEO. He's been in that particular position and joined the group back in 2018. So really seeing the evolution of pre-pandemic, post-pandemic, rode the waves of the different strategies that have had been implemented, and most importantly, solidifying the growth that we do witness now within Telkom.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.